But Anthony Bass has himself some kind of a week. He's named to the Texas League All-Star team. He's called up at 23 years old from Double-A to make his Major League debut, and not the easiest of ballparks to do that, in a tremendous hitter's park. And he comes up here today with five innings, five hits, and one measly run to a big-time lineup with Helton's and Gonzalez's and Tulowitzki's, and gets his first Major League win in his debut. Anthony Bass, congratulations. I'll ask you kind of a silly question. How do you feel?
It's really surreal right now. I'm still trying to take it all in, but, it feels great.
So you get the call and you come up here. Describe even the emotions just walking into the clubhouse today. I know the guys are trying to make you feel at home with a couple of nicknames for you there. And how'd it go with Nick Hundley calling the game for you?
Nick did a great job behind the plate. He's a great catcher, great baseball player. And, I just trusted him. And, he says, hey, just stick with your stuff. Stick what got you here. And, we'll go from there.
Hey, you come in here. I don't know if you've seen games on television here, but, my gosh, we broadcast a bunch of them. And it is just a great, great hitter's park. Was there any conversation about to tell you, not that it's a great hitter's park, but to kind of tell you, hey, kid, don't worry about it. Just go out and pitch your game like you're somewhere in San Antonio, you're pitching someplace else, or you're in Springfield for that game. Just forget about it. It's hard to do that, but obviously you did it okay.
I was just not thinking about it. I was just thinking about pitching my game and going out there, throwing strikes and using my defense.
And that's the ingredients, obviously, here in this ballpark. And sitting on the bench after the rain delay, after you came out, you're watching everything, and it's a close game. Talk about the emotions going in. I mean, this is going to be your first Major League win.
We've got a great bullpen here in San Diego. And the nerves going, but, there's a reason why they're one of the best in the game. So, it's great to see them come in and shut the door.
Hey, Anthony, take me back to the meeting, if you can, not word for word, but with Buddy and with Darren in terms of looking at this lineup and with Nicky Hundley, how you planned it. When you got a guy like Gonzalez, the batting champion, Helton, Hall of Famer, Tulowitzki, is just fantastic. What the plan was in terms of pitching to these guys?
Yeah, there's a lot of great hitters on the other team, and they gave me the scouting reports on every hitter, and more or less they said stick with your strengths, and that's what I did. And my fastball and slider was working a lot for me tonight, and Nick just kept calling it, and I just kept throwing it to his glove, and that helped me get through five.
All right, Anthony, I got to ask you a weird one here, because you walked in and everybody was yelling either Seabass at you or they were calling you Seinfeld. I mean, do you really think you look like Seinfeld?
I don't see it. I heard that when I was in spring training for the first time in my life. But, it's whatever. As long as I'm here, they can call me whatever they want.
That's right.
Good call.
Call me whatever you want as long as you call me for my next start in the major leagues.
Exactly.
Anthony Bass, this is a special moment. Enjoy it. Step back and enjoy it. Like I said, we've seen the great pitchers of all time, Greg Maddux and guys like that, who could not pitch here. You pitched a heck of a game like you were at sea level, but you were a mile high. Congratulations. Cherish it. And you did a big time job here for your San Diego Padres. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.